I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show with my colleague and friend, Thaddeus McCotter. Thaddeus McCotter is the American greatness, writing most recently on the observations of the new American landscape. Yes, we have Democrats and Republicans. Yes, we have progressives and conservatives. But we also have something Thaddeus has identified as the AMCOMs. The AMCOMs have a mission. But most importantly, they have a formula that works rhetorically and politically. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. You've written of this theory before, so I'd like you to restate it, please. How does right now the present regime of class struggle translate into American life? What is class struggle from the 20th century in the 21st century? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. When you look at Marxist-Leninist ideology, what they always had was class struggle as the centerpiece of their heinous, murderous philosophy. So when you look at it now, because America's wealth is spread across far more equitably, we have a burgeoning and a very large middle class here in the United States with the opportunity for people from the lowest economic strata to come up to the highest through their own initiative and entrepreneurial ability. And so it was never going to be an easy sell for the left to go for a full class struggle as the centerpiece of their ideology. So what they've done is they've taken all the tenets of the Chinese Communist Revolution's rhetoric, and they've simply substituted the class struggle with race. And what we've done, I think, in the past is we've talked about how all you have to do is take articles from the Cultural Revolution of the Chinese Communist Party and change the words class struggle for race, anti-racist for anti-rightist, and go through it, and you'll see it's all the same thing with the same types of aims, which is to turn the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the United States, into a totalitarian socialist cesspool. And they're going to try, and they're going to continue to try, but I think they're going to ultimately fail.
Right now, you write that the woke left, this is the general category, is being very successful in institutions and politics. You call them the AMCOMs, woke supremacy and systemic communism, for short for AMCOM. One, before we begin the list, are the AMCOMs self-aware that they're using class struggle?
Some of them are, but the vast majority of them probably aren't. It takes a great level of historical ignorance and ignorance of economics to be woke and to be a leftist in general. And so I think a lot of them are completely ignorant of the fact that they're the villains of the beast by every historical metric that we can look at. So I don't think a lot of them do. I think a large part of that comes is why they project their animosities and their envies and hatreds upon other people. And it also goes to the fact why they have such a absolute fear of any critique. Because they're basically, they've replaced, many of them have replaced religion with wokeness, and they will not abide anyone criticizing them or trying to argue the tenets of their secular civil religion. That's why they're so anti-free speech. If you look at it, every time that they find something offensive and hateful, it's generally someone who doesn't agree with them, and so they're trying to silence them. It's very disturbing. It's very un-American. And if you look at the roots of where it's coming from, you can see why. It's coming from Marxist-Leninism from the Soviets. It's coming from the Chinese Communists. And it's kind of funny, John, when you bring up where the origins of this come from, they'll accuse you, oh, well, it's Cold War terminology. It's McCarthyism. Well, I ask you this. What's more reprehensible, John? Someone who might say something offensive or the person who wants to destroy their life for maybe saying it?
You write that the AMCOMs have infested our federal and state government. What does that look like, Thaddeus?
Oh, it looks like California. It looks like much of like New York. It looks much of like the media. It looks in many ways like corporate America, especially big tech trying to silence people. If you want to know what it looks like Matt Taibbi said, it's about the Sovietization of the American media, where they're all for one party, and anything that doesn't fit their pre-established narrative, however false, is shunned to the side or it's silenced and censored. So that's what it looks like. And so when you look at it, you see your rights being infringed. Now ask yourself, this whole narrative that the left is throwing out about white supremacists and systemic racism, ask yourself a question. Are you afraid to offer your opinions on matters because of white supremacists? Or are you more afraid of the woke supremacist going online, finding something you said 10 years ago, getting you fired from your job, getting your kids thrown out of school, having your entire life turned upside down? Which one is a real danger to you? Which one has the capability to use your tax dollars or your consumer dollars to run campaigns to indoctrinate you at work, to indoctrinate you when you are working for the federal government or for the state governments if you want to keep your job? Which one is using taxpayer dollars to do that? It's not white supremacy. Which one is in the military? Trying to indoctrinate our troops and service personnel, civilian and military personnel, with a woke ideology, which is a leftist political ideology. That's not white supremacists doing that. That's the woke supremacists. In fact, I got to give credit to Evan Sayet, my friend, who wrote the book, The Woke Supremacy, an Anti-Socialist Manifesto. He identified the term woke supremacist, and I think it's sadly held up well over time.
Tell me how the AMCOMs have penetrated higher education. What does it look like?
Well, it looked like when I was there back in the late 80s and in the 90s in law school, it's where there's one ideology, and any time critical thinking or independent thought come into play, you're either an outcast or you are castigated by the administration, by your professors. You have your grades lowered. You might even be expelled without due process. So it becomes basically a Stalinist brainwashing emporium, which is heavily funded by the taxpayers. And it's why the left has never talked about reducing the cost of higher education. They're just simply finding ways to spend more money on it. And that's exactly the kind of debate that we're having right now about student loans. It's not about curbing the cost of higher education, but actually forcing them to have a diversity of ideas, a variety of opinions. No, it's all about trying to figure out how to keep them getting all the money and then let the kids off the hook. But the taxpayers were the ones who still remain in the trap of spiraling tuition costs.
The grade school children. In Virginia, parents of those grade school children were castigated by their neighbors. How do the AMCOMs and why do the AMCOMs do that?
Well, and by teachers as well were involved in that, targeting parents who did not want their children to have to listen to critical race theory in K-12 education, which is insane. When you look at the test scores and the STEM results, For students across the country, we should be worrying about how to ensure that children have the educational tools that they need for a lifelong learning and for success. Instead, they're getting indoctrinated even earlier. College apparently was not enough for the AMCOMs. They got to go down and try to get you while you're in kindergarten to hate yourself, to hate your neighbor, to hate your parents, to hate your country. This is what the AMCOMs do. And this is why they are the ones who are a true threat to the United States. So to the Blue Anon people, I just ask, look, all you've got, it's kind of funny, John, because even though they don't want to recognize it, in many ways, it is the cancel culture that they're foisting upon the rest of America has actually turned into a bit of a circular firing squad when you look at what's happening in the media today.
Accountability journalism. How is that, AMCOM?
Well, accountability journalism is anything but. In short, it gives them the excuse to say whatever they want, to put their own biases in news stories to serve, quote, the greater good and truth, which is, of course, subjectively defined by the left to be whatever they want it to be. So this is why there is the continuing, as if there's anything left to erode. If there is, fine, but I think you're down to over 70-some percent of the American people don't believe the American media is being honest with them, which is true. And so that's just going to continue to spiral because accountability journalism ensures that it isn't. And that is, thank you, AMCOMs and the journalism schools across America, to tell people, write whatever you want, doesn't matter if it's true, as long as your heart's in the right place. In short, as long as you feed the class struggle / racist, critical racist theory narrative.
What do the AMCOMs make of Hollywood, big media, the cable television? How have they worked that?
Well, they work it to put forward, and if you look at it, sometimes it's less than subtle, sometimes it's more subtle. But when you see the villains will always be the corporations, the villains will be the entrepreneurs. You'll see the typical struggle, the Manichaean worldview gets put on display. Sometimes it's well done in terms of an actual narrative piece of fiction. But in many ways, they want you to understand these are the bad guys, these are the good guys, and the left is always the good guys. It's very rare something comes out. I think a movie recently came out about Mr. Jones, which was actually actually a very nice, a very good piece about Walter Duranty and why he was the bad guy for covering up the Holodomor in the Ukraine back in the 30s for the New York Times. But that's very rare indeed. In short, everything is justified as long as it advances the AMCOM narrative.
You're right. Implicit Bolshevism and unconscious Maoism, the AMCOM woke supremacists are imposing, and then they're imposing systematic communism upon Americans, and that must be revealed. Who can reveal it, that is? I think you've covered the waterfront here. The media, Hollywood, the journalism, the higher institutions, a grade school, people on social media. Who could uncover this?
I think they have to understand that the root of it is a systemic communism. It's a systemic train of thought. These are not just simply out of control liberals running around as if it's the 1980s. This has an organic logic to it, a totalitarian organic logic to it, which we see every day when they start talking about re-educating conservatives, deprogramming Republicans. When you start to see talk like that, or the censorship because it's offensive and how the First Amendment has to be reconfigured, these are the very types of people who, again, by every historical metric, are the bad guys, and yet they will walk around with a sense of moral superiority and feel that somehow they are justified in trying to control every aspect of your life to fit into accordance with their ideology, and that's insane, it's un-American, and it will not succeed.
Thaddeus McCotter, The American Greatness, writing The Big Picture about the AMCOMs. Now we'll turn to the tactical picture in the U.S. Senate called the filibuster. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.